Hey, Papa Colin, are you making up a story for us? All right, a story with monkeys and giraffes. Once upon a time, there were two little monkeys, two little chimpanzees. They were scoundrels. They liked to laugh a lot. They liked to snipe a lot. They liked to tease a lot. But above all, they liked to annoy a lot. They annoyed everyone who passed by them. They were two real monkeys. One day, when they were after a baby giraffe, climbing on him, making him run in all directions to make him get angry, the dad giraffe arrived to help his son. "That's enough now. If you bother my son again, I'll get angry." The two little monkeys did not ask for their remains and fled very quickly, thinking that in any case, the father giraffe was so tall that he could not catch them if they hid in a cave or in a small hole. On his side, the dad giraffe was very happy that the monkeys finally left his son, who could play quietly again. The next morning, the two little monkeys had the intention to annoy the baby giraffe without, however, being caught by the giraffe dad. They staged a plan. The first would make him run to attract him under a tree, on which the second would be hidden, and who would jump on him. They could then pull his ears. As soon as the plan was decided, it was implemented. The first monkey went to fetch the baby giraffe, while the second was hiding. When he found the baby giraffe, he told him, "Hello, baby giraffe, are you coming to play with us?" The baby giraffe did not answer. He found it strange that they wanted to play with him when normally they were bothering him, but the little monkey insisted, "So, are you coming? We won't bother you. Your dad asked us not to." The baby giraffe thought that he could try, and he followed the monkey. The latter attracted him towards the tree. The baby giraffe suspected nothing. He was confident. But when he arrived under the tree, the second monkey jumped on him without warning and pulled his ears in all directions while the other laughed loudly. They both made fun of him. They were really mean. The dad giraffe heard that and ran so fast that the ground trembled under his hooves. The two little monkeys abandoned the baby giraffe and ran to hide, but the dad caught up with them. "I had warned you. That was the last time you were bothering my son. Tomorrow you will come to ask him for forgiveness. Otherwise, I will take care of you." The two little monkeys were very, very afraid. They returned home asking themselves 1,000 questions. What were they going to do? They were obliged to go ask for forgiveness. They could not stay locked in their house every day. They had a very bad night, populated with horrible nightmares of the father giraffe who caught them and threw them over the trees with his long neck. Upon waking up, despite the nightmares, they did not want to go ask for forgiveness. They were too proud. So they spent the morning at home, bored. After lunch and a long reflection, they agreed to go see the baby giraffe. They then set off, their hearts heavy and trembling all over their bodies. Arrived at the giraffe's, they said stutteringly, me, Mr. Gi, giraffe, we wanted us to excuse to have, annoyed, yo, your son, but don't harm, us. It is not to me that you must apologize, but to my son. Okay. But where is he? Right there, outside. They went to see the baby giraffe and told him, "Listen, we are really sorry. We will not bother you anymore. We promise. We apologize to you." "That's very kind, but you lie to me all the time. How do I know if it's the truth?" "To prove to you that it is the truth, we promise you will have the right to catch and throw us." "Yes, but I can't catch you and you know it very well. You promise me something that I can't do." "You're right. Come, we'll make the promise in front of your dad who can catch us and throw us away." They all went to see the giraffe dad, with whom they discussed for a little while, to agree on the promise of the monkeys not to bother the baby giraffe anymore. The monkeys returned home, wondering what they might be doing. If they were going to bother the little hippopotamus, his mother would want to crush them. If it were the elephant, his father would blow them with his trunk. They finally said that if they couldn't bother the baby giraffe, maybe they could play with him. They therefore returned to him and offered to be friends. The baby giraffe agreed, because they had promised in front of his dad, and if they lied, he would catch them and throw them over the trees. They looked for a game. One of the monkeys offered to play on the slide with the long neck of the baby giraffe. They had a bit of fun, Then the baby giraffe told them that he couldn't make a slide. They therefore thought a little. Then the monkeys hung a liana on a branch so that the baby giraffe could grab it in his mouth and swing. They played like this all afternoon, inventing lots of new games. Everyone was happy. The monkeys had never had so much fun, much more than when they were bothering everyone. And there you have it, the story of the monkeys and the giraffes. See you soon. Thank you, Papa Colin.